people was going to come into history. The second power, what is that power? That's the beast power that we know as Catholicism comes into history. And from 538 onward, you have two powers, two Bible powers in the world at the same time that are resisting the truth. Christianity, we'll call it at this point in history. Paganism was still opposing Christianity, but now we have Catholicism opposing Christianity. But the Bible says that there will come a time period in history, and it's not an accident, that it takes place right at a time period when the second power is receiving its deadly wound temporarily, that there would be a new power come into the story that was destined to also oppose and persecute the truth. And who is that third power? Well, that's the United States, the lamb-like beast, the power that goes through a change. And that change was from Protestant America to apostate Protestantism. And in Revelation 16, you reach the end of the world, you reach modern Babylon, and Revelation 16 tells us that modern Babylon is divided into how many parts? Three parts. And it tells us in Revelation 16 what these three parts are. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, and the spirit of prophecy is very clear that the dragon is spiritualism. And another word for spiritualism is paganism or heathenism. The dragon power represents the power that began on the plain of Shinar. It's been in existence throughout history. The beast power of Revelation 16 is who? Catholicism, the power that came into history in 538. And then finally, the third power of Revelation 16 comes into history in 1776, but it's the power that goes through a change. At some point in history, it ceased being Protestant America, and it becomes apostate Protestantism. It takes on the role of the false prophet of Revelation 16. At the end of the world, when Babylon has reached its full maturity, and all three parts have been developed, you will have the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. That's where we're at today. But who's going to be in control during that time? Maranatha 187. As we approach the last crisis, it is a vital moment that harmony and unity exist among the Lord's instrumentalities. The world is filled with storm and war and variance, yet under one head, the papal power, the people will unite to oppose God and the persons of his witnesses. The philosophical head of modern Babylon, the three parts at the end of the world, will be the papacy.